Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome. It's Margaret Ann Limbo, and I'm here with you today so that we can take a moment and breathe together. Wow, it's been a full day for me. I'm sure it probably has been for you too. So let's really take the time. I'm going to shut my light off here, turn it off. I'm turning that light off. And I have to keep my eyes open to watch my dashboard here on the screen. But you don't. Not unless you're driving, which hopefully you're not listening to a meditation while you're driving. I'd like you to please gift yourself this time to rebalance, realign, regenerate, rejuvenate. Allow yourself to connect right now, in this moment, with being here now. Let all conversations of the day leave your consciousness. If there are lots of windows open on your screen, close them right now or just minimize them. And so that all you're doing is letting yourself be here now. Put your feet on the ground so that the soles of your feet are touching the earth through wherever you are. If you're on the 25th floor or on the first floor or outside, where, however, imagine that you have beautiful roots growing from the soles of your feet, connecting you with this beautiful planet, Mother Earth. And make it your intention that you are allowing yourself this moment to restore balance, to really find even 5 seconds, 3 seconds, 10 seconds, hopefully more, to promote inner peace, which brings more happiness and definitely helps with improving health and overall well-being on all levels, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and ultimately physically. So now that you have your roots connected with Mother Earth, imagining beautiful roots, just like a tree has roots growing from its trunk, imagine that you have tree roots growing from your trunk, your body. Put all of your awareness on your heart, the center of your chest, just for a moment. And then feel, sense, and know the connection with your ultimate true nature, which is love. If a thought arises throughout this process that is not, has nothing to do with this present moment, I'd like to invite you, encourage you to just place it on hold. Place those thoughts on hold temporarily. In fact, tell yourself that in this moment you're going to gift yourself with a relaxed mind, with no mind, with letting yourself be free of distractions and quiet your consciousness. Let yourself put your awareness behind the center of your forehead. So imagine that your physical eyes are looking up and back, and all of your awareness is behind the center of your forehead. And imagine you're walking down a path. And as you walk down the path, you realize the path that you're walking down is behind the center of your forehead until you get all the way to the middle of your brain. Let your tongue rest gently on the roof of your mouth. If you haven't already lowered your eyelids, please do so. Be very aware of the breath, the inhalation and the exhalation. And just to get started, start by observing that when you breathe in to the count of four, and then exhale to the count of eight. So for a few moments, practice 1, 2, 3, 4, inhalation, a observe the space between, and then exhale, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But as best as you can. All good. It's just a practice. So you're practicing calming your breath, calming your mind, relaxing your mind. Be aware of relaxing your physical body as well. Bringing your shoulders back and down. Your hands are probably just gently resting in your lap, either with palms up or down is fine. And when you breathe in, notice that that inhale, your belly expands all the way. That's so deep a breath. These initial breaths that we take to calm, that you really notice how your belly expands on the inhalation and then contracts on the exhalation. Know a little yoga and know your ujjayi breath. You can make that ocean sound. I'm going to guide you through the balancing and rebalancing of your chakras, energy centers of your body. I'm going to do this opposite how I normally do, by having you start with the crown of your head. Imagine beautiful white light streaming in to the very crown of your head. And imagine that with your imagination, which is a powerful tool, imagine that the white light is activating your halo, that you have a halo just like you see around saints and angels in iconized artwork. It's a golden globe of light. It's white with golden flecks in front of your head, the back of your head, above your head. Literally like a big globe around your head. Still observing the inhale and the exhale. Within that crown area also is the third eye, which you've already activated by placing all of your awareness behind the center of your forehead. The indigo blue color matches in this area. Just breathing in the blue light and exhaling the blue light. Finding that the blue is a calming energy, that dark navy blue. Indigo blue. So the white light is still sparkling around the crown of your head, your golden glow of the halo, the indigo at the third eye, that's the center of your brain, literally, all the way back behind the center of your forehead. And now bringing your awareness to your throat chakra, the throat, the neck area. Imagine a beautiful blue sphere of light, pastel blue, like the color of the sky on a sunny day. Activating good skills for communication. Listening well, speaking with ease. Hearing, sensing, knowing the messages from the divine, pastel blue, turquoise blue. Breathing in the pastel blue and exhaling the pastel blue and feeling and knowing that the energy of the white halo, the golden flecks sparkling in your energy field, the indigo at the third eye, and now the pastel blue at your throat are all balanced and harmonizing just because we're intending it. And imagining, sensing, feeling more peaceful now. Clearing out any mental clutter, any chatter is released, any thought forms. Let them go for right now. You don't need them right now. Because right now you're allowing yourself to move toward a meditative state, contemplation, perhaps prayer. Now bringing your awareness to the center of your chest, your heart chakra, the heart center. Imagining the vibration or colors of green and pink. In fact, a fun, beautiful way to imagine the heart is imagine a rose that's opening up at your heart center, a beautiful pink rose with green stem and green leaves. Feeling that activate not only right there in the front of your chest, but also behind you in the middle of your back where the heart chakra comes out the back of you. It's actually a hole all the way around you at that mid-chest level. You're activating kindness and compassion for yourself first, promising that you'll speak to yourself with loving kindness. The thoughts that you have, the emotions you feel are kind and gentle, and encouraging others to speak with you in that manner. And while you're at the heart center, if you're knowing, you're really aware of someone who needs your love or needs love, period, your love or any kind, just thoughtfulness and kindness and compassion and support, I'd like for you to place them in your heart for a moment and have a moment of prayer or contemplation in their regard, imagining them healthy, whole, and complete, asking that they have blessings surround them, supporting them. And then put yourself in that spot. Really, even though it's you having this experience, I'd like to encourage you to imagine that you're putting yourself really inside that feeling of complete and total unconditional love in the center of your own chest, at your heart chakra center. Take notice how your breathing might have changed. Perhaps you need to focus or let yourself focus on breathing more completely and fully, deeply, accepting loving kindness for yourself, remembering that you are love. Beautiful. And knowing that that white golden light around the crown of your head and the indigo at your third eye and the pastel blue at your throat and now this beautiful pink and green energy of love that's blossoming and blooming at your heart, they're all aligned. They're all recalibrated just by putting our attention and intention in that regard. And now the energy is at the solar plexus, the place just above your belly button, where all those digestive organs are, imagining a band of yellow light, golden yellow light. If you need to have the help with your imagination, you can imagine a sunflower or the sun shining brightly in the sky, and imagine that that brilliance, that joy, a lemony yellow golden light at the solar plexus is there to help you with confidence, courage, and knowing that it's safe for you to be powerful. It's safe for you to shine your light. Mm-hmm. Shining your light brightly at the solar plexus, activating the color yellow, helping you to integrate life, integrate all that goes on around you. Integrate all that is in your own personal consciousness. Letting yourself become mentally clear with this yellow light. And still feeling the peace that you activated at the crown with the white light, the golden flex, the indigo at your third eye, the pastel blue at your throat. That beautiful, blooming heart center filled with love and kindness for yourself first, as well as for others. And now the solar plexus, where you recognize that it's safe for you to have confidence. You have permission to know that you are an amazing being, to think really highly of yourself. As you move the energy to the navel, also known as the sacral chakra, just right at the belly button area in the belly, and imagining a band of orange light. And that band of orange light helps to activate confidence, courage, just like it does at the solar plexus, but adds another layer to it to activate taking action and having the creative vibe strong, healthy, and powerful in your life. Beautiful orange energy, like a pumpkin color orange. Helping you get motivated or feel the motivation, self-motivation, to do whatever you decide needs to be done in your life. Whether it's to clean a closet, to find more time to meditate, to take time to exercise, or to create a beautiful project or business, or write a book. Whatever that creative energy needs to go to, that you actually take action. Orange, the color of action at the navel or belly chakra. Still staying in touch with the magnificent halo around your head, with the golden flex sparkling in the white light that surrounds your head, and the indigo at your third eye, pastel or turquoise blue at your throat, your heart center blossoming with love and kindness and compassion for yourself and others, yellow at your solar plexus, so beautiful, so enlivening, so good to feel and know that you deserve to shine your light brightly, that it's safe for you to show your magnificence. And the beautiful orange light of creativity activated at your belly. And now at the base of your spine and all the way from your hip bones all the way down to below the soles of your feet where your beautiful roots are growing, imagining red energy, beautiful red light. Can think of an apple or anything that you know that is red. Red berries, whatever it takes to activate the energy of red in that area from your hip bones all the way down to below the soles of your feet. The place of being grounded, staying focused, also motivation, and also the ability to be financially successful. Have plenty of income, plenty of financial support and abundance in your life. Knowing that the white, the indigo, the pastel blue, the pink and green, the yellow, the orange, the red are all balanced and harmonizing, so that you're regenerating and rejuvenating on all levels, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Just observe your breath. Observe if there are thought forms that have arisen that aren't applicable right now. Put them on hold and return all of your awareness to your breath. The inhalation and the exhalation. Make it your intention to maintain a quiet mind now. Following that inhale and exhale, the rise and the fall of the breath. Keeping your awareness behind the center of your forehead and knowing that your roots are firmly planted into Mother Earth through your soles of your feet. Embracing the silence. And know that peace is yours, simply a choice, the decision you make. Decide that through this very simple reflection, this time, this imagery, decide that you did effectively rebalance your chakras. You'll find and intend that you will feel more peaceful and are more peaceful right now. And with that comes good health, happiness, prosperity, and the ability to focus more on positive thought, moving into a place of gratitude. Gratitude for this technology that brings us this meditation, this time together. Here I am in South Florida, and I don't even know where you are. For this beautiful music being provided through my Pandora app on a portable iPad and my portable speaker. It's just a wonderful thing. And so with gratitude we have for so many different things in our lives. Those are some of the things I'm grateful for in this exact moment. I'm going to be quiet for a moment so that you can contemplate, what are you grateful for? That moment of gratitude, and that's all that was a moment of gratitude. I'd like to encourage you to continue throughout the evening. If you're going to be making your dinner, perhaps you'll be grateful for your running water, or perhaps you'll be grateful for the food that's in your refrigerator, or the ease in which you get your food. There are so many things that we have we have in our lives that we take for granted, or we forget to have moments of gratitude. And maybe that's not true for you, but if it is, I'd like to encourage that as you cook tonight, if you're going to cook your meal, cook it with mindfulness. Or if you're going to receive your food from a server, having gratitude for the server and the people cooking the meal in the restaurant, in the kitchen, and the people that drove the produce from the farm to the table. You know, thinking it all the way through and taking as much time as you can, using your energy and thoughts on gratitude and the blessings in your life, the abundance you already do have, and the good things that already do exist, and more will multiply. It's inevitable. I want to thank you for joining me. It helps me so much to be able to provide this free service here. It helps me take the time out to breathe, to contemplate, to be here now. I encourage you to take advantage of my offer that's on the screen, that you can receive the Gemstone Oracle cards, my Angel Gemstone Oracle cards, the original deck, free in your inbox via email. So you can click on that link and sign up. And pretty soon I'll have another round of inspirational messages in your inbox. I just have a few more projects that I have to finish first, but I will get those to some of you who have been asking for more Gemstone Oracle. So I will be providing gem spot affirmations in the very near future. I encourage you and invite you to check out my Academy of the Spiritual Arts. It's a very affordable way to learn online. And I have many, many years and experience. So, and I make it fun, I think. Happiness, joy, and beautiful PowerPoint presentations to match my words, my voice, my teachings. So you'll be well entertained while you're learning. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Have a great night, pleasant dreams, and many, many blessings. May the angels light your path. Thanks for listening.